and all you Bilbos and all you dildos. Welcome to another episode of Jesse and Wilder's Guide to Life. I'm Jesse, that's Wilder, and we're here to guide your life.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Fucking tight, dude.
Do you feel better that you have to look at me? That you get to look at me?
I feel better this time than last time. Last time it was like really a hurdle because of you're distracting on account of your ugly face. But I think
I'm more or less a distracting outfit this time. My sparkly hard Mountain Dew hat. The university I founded.
Yeah, the hat is sick. He's got let me paint the Wabu picture. He's got this hat that was sent to him as some sort of promo, and it is a Mountain Dew bucket hat that looks to be of a non-breathable material. Is that the box? That yeah. Checks. Okay, cool.
Check it.
And then the sweater. It just says Shaw University, which is his last name.
It's a long sleeve, so... baby. Do you own a long sleeve shirt? This is my only one.
Yeah, man. I own a couple, dude. I go crazy with them. I like a long sleeve.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't like that one because it has your name on it. Like one of those shirts you buy on Facebook that's like, mm-hmm. only a Shaw would understand what it's like to fish and fuck ladies or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's also true. But guess who got me this shirt? Take a wild guess.
Gotta be. Ooh, I was gonna say Rickshaw.
You'd be correct, Shaw.
Okay, Rickshaw. Okay.
David was the answer to the riddle.
Oh boy.
Johnny Bananas once again texted me the answer to the riddle, and then once again, I didn't know what he was talking about.
Come on, man.
He texted me just the name David. I thought he was maybe doing Schitt's Creek.
Oh, like you, David?
Yeah. So once again, Johnny outsmarted me at my own game. Congratulations. Add one more dollar to your prize.
to your prize pool that you can claim someday. Mm-hmm. As soon as we get...
Oh, he just gave a TED Talk. Congrats. Shout out to the Jonathan himself.
Do we want to... Do you know what it was about?
Being a sports nerd, which he has no experience in.
That checks out. I was going to say we should play a game where we try and guess and do like a fun, you know, like some fun jokes.
No fun jokes here.
Yeah, like sometimes people like to hear on their podcasts, but...
Oh, no. Yeah. We don't have any time for that. Or do we?
Yeah, let me try and set you up one more time. Hey, what was Johnny Stanton, friend of the show, what was his TED Talk about, do you think?
Dude, how to have a hell of a smile.
Yeah, a good boy smile. What would a Shaw... What TED Talk you given at Shaw University?
Dude, how to look good, how to feel good, and how to act good.
You just
starts with a little thing, top to bottom. How to look good is all about headwear.
Uh-huh.
How to feel good is all about shirtwear. And how to act good, socks and shoes only. Pants is kind of I can't be forcing pants on people. This is nothing.
I would come in like Miss fucking Trunchbull, a lunatic, and I would just start...
swinging kids over the fence.
I would start throwing kids, these fucking nerds at this TED Talk. Are you joking?
Yours
me?
Is kind of, what you're describing is more of like, sort of like in an arena where they let a beast loose. And then like Thor has to fight it.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to come in. Everyone's going to do a polite applause. And I'm going to say, who here recently started their own business? And probably a bunch of hands will go up because that's who they are. Uh-huh. And I'm going to say the chokey to all of you and put them all in the chokey. one of them eat a big fucking cake. So that would be my TED Talk. And then graciously, I would say thank you at the end, as they always do, to, I assume, uproarious applause. The lesson would be do better vetting for who you picked to do your TED Talks. Sometimes a fucking mongrel get loose in there.
Wild animal.
Yeah. Damn, do you see this TED Talk where this guy just went feral and fucking just... fully
took
attacked
a chomp
everyone?
Out of a boy.
Yeah. He bit the host.
Tell him about it. What we're doing.
Well, I can't tell him about it or else that would be... I notice you've already tried to test me and I won't.
This is a great place to start. Today our topic is secrets.
Oh, guy's already love spilling it. The damn beans.
Yeah, dude, I spilt them and this is exactly what I want to talk about. Beanzo gonna spill.
Yeah,
are you are you, can you, I'm like, I can do it, but it, brother, it eats me alive. Holy goddamn shit. I cannot. It's burst. It's like, it's going to come out like a vomit. What about you?
So you're talking about being the keeper of the secret.
The keeper of a secret.
Okay.
Or just when you want to tell someone something. Damn.
So secret tough. Keeper, it sounds like Wabu is a one.
No, I'm a two. I will do it. It'll tear me apart, but I'll do it.
What if it's your own secret?
So much easier.
Okay.
I feel like.
I agree. I agree. We'll get into it.
Depends on the longevity of the secret, innit?
What is
if you're like, I've been secretly, secret? You know, eating my own eyelashes for my entire life, and you've been doing it since you were two, well, you're pretty good at keeping that secret.
At a certain point, you hit there's a bell curve of like, I'm just never going to tell anyone. Nobody
keep
needs
the secret forever.
Yeah, nobody needs to know that.
But if it's like all of a sudden you developed a taste for human flesh
for your own eyelashes, you can think about. And the eyelashes of others. Okay, so Wabu, pretty good secret keeper. I'm also very pretty good, I would say. Because
have you ever been involved in a surprise party?
I don't think so.
It shout out to dear friend of the guide, Lair Bear.
Larry, sweet Lair college. Bear. Where you been my whole life, Lair Bear?
Yeah, ruined two surprise parties in my time knowing Lair Bear. Just couldn't. Sweet Larry just could not keep those beans inside.
So Lair Bear, a clear one. In this, maybe the only situation where Lair Bear is a one.
Yeah, great dude.
I also want to make it clear, like, we just said, you know, friend of the guide, we love him. We do. We did not hang out with that dude enough for him to have ruined two parties that you know of. Like, if you know of two.
I did. Dude, don't fucking tell me about how much I hung out with Larry, dude. He knows when I hung out with Larry, dude.
What is the secret, though? Surprise party, I feel like, is a three. Because it's pretty low stakes. Like, even if it gets ruined, it's like, oh, no, there's still a party. It's not like the party gets canceled.
No, dude, the stakes are high because people are going to be fucking pissed at you.
Yeah, dude, but the stakes are so low compared to, like, the launch codes, you know?
Okay, for sure. The launch code. I didn't know we were scaling up that high.
Yeah, man, it's secrets.
Okay, the launch codes are, I guess, in terms of, like, what are we doing, like, the tightest secrets to keep?
Well, what is the secret? Surprise party's a three because, like, it's a good one. It's, if it gets ruined, it sucks, of course, but it's not the end of the world. Whereas, like, if your friend tells you, like, hey, we're pregnant, don't say anything to anyone, and then you say it to someone.
I would say we're pregnant.
Oh, boy. This guy, to me, that one is like a one. Like, don't come on. I don't want to keep that one. That's for you to keep.
Dude, what is the secret? And maybe this goes in, maybe secret. Yeah. Whose secret? A very, not quite lit is the person who wants you to know the secret. Like, who's like, oh, yeah. Don't you want to know? Get
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
Like, it's that. It's the we're pregnant. Ooh, I got a little nugget for you. Don't you want to come and know my secret? No, I don't want it.
Yeah. That's the, getting a secret, like, second or third hand, that's really tough. Because at this point, to me, it's not a secret. It's gossip, and I'm going to spread it like wildfire.
Yeah,
like, it's, I don't have to keep
it, dude.
Nobody entrusted me. Once it got out of the vault, once those beans got spilled, I'm just picking them up, baby. I'm not. It's dude, that's not on me.
Bonus points is work for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Work for that secret, dude. If you can't get it that first time, you come around the second time. Ooh, maybe I'll sweet talk them a little, slide them a Snickers bar or something. You know, they're not themselves when they're hungry.
What secret are you angling for in this scenario, do you think?
Just anything, dude. What's their top secret you're trying to know?
Okay, I think launch codes is a two because I think like.
Much pressure. It's a one for me. I don't want that shit on my back. No way.
Okay.
Codes, dude? What are you going to do with the codes?
Dude, that's exactly right, isn't it? Who knows what I'm going to do with the codes, dude?
I don't like that. I don't think Jabu needs the codes under any circumstances.
Some of our friends just told us they were pregnant, so I got babies on the brain. Dude, the kid's name to me, That's a good secret I want to angle for because it's so low stakes.
I'll guess it.
Yeah. Oh, I get. Oh, you better believe I guessed it.
Rumpelstiltskin. Done.
Yeah, obviously it's Rumpelstiltskin. Babadook actually is what they decided to name their kid.
Hell yeah.
So a name. Also, like, I didn't even think about how Rumpelstiltskin's whole thing is his name is a secret.
He's a very pretty good secret keeper. Spell it in one.
Yeah, I suppose. Rump. I'm going to put Rumpy Skins.
Rumpy Stiz. What? I have a very quite lit secret. Drama, relationship drama about people you don't know.
That's a three, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, someone's like, hey, guess what happened with my neighbor the other day? Big screaming match. That's the shit I'm trying to get all about.
Oh my God, dude. That is like fucking mana. I will drink that out of a bowl like a little kitten, dude. I love that shit.
I don't need
that
it too
shit.
Close to me, though. I don't want, like, my personal friends.
No. In fact, I would say relationship drama of people I know is a two or a one.
Yes.
Right?
Like, agreed. A one.
Yeah.
But some, drama, bad things, a one.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, like, a couple episodes ago, my dad's neighbor had a bunch of drama. That's perfect. I know them. I've met them, like, maybe a dozen times, probably less, but feed it to me on a platter, baby.
Like, I'm in an apartment complex, a very large one. I'm trying to figure out every person's home is a secret to me in this apartment complex. And it's my job to learn everything that there is to know about them.
Yeah, for sure. That could be considered sort of lunatic behavior.
Duty.
You writing it down, dude? How about demerit writing it down? You can't have a paper trail of any secrets.
Yuck, dude. No paper trail. Fucking demerit fucking paper trail. Yikes.
Imagine you're learning these things about your neighbors. You just have notebooks upon notebooks. 41C. Takes their coffee with extra cream in the morning.
Oh,
full
that,
serial
that
killer.
That person is John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how you just described yourself, you little freak.
I don't wanna know sad secrets, dude.
I know. Like what, dude?
Like an illness or something.
Oh yeah, yike. Sad secrets, like, horrible news.
I don't want to do those. Secrets should be fun.
That's how it goes, dude.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, which is why I am the one, parentheses, to share them with.
What other types of secrets are there in this world?
Well, a present. Which to me,
a very quite lit secret.
Yeah, a present is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks because it feels like such an easy one to, like, I don't, me personally, I always end up talking about it a little too much. You know, like if I got a good present for someone, I'm always like,
dude, that's what I'm saying though.
I think you're really gonna like it.
God forbid someone talks about something semi-related to the secret you're trying to keep.
Oh my God, dude. A demerit is obviously releasing the secret on accident, right? There's a difference between I'm going to consciously decide to tell this person what their gift is, or
you can't blow it.
Secret keeper, dude. I feel like a monk, dude, a man of the cloth, a person of the cloth.
Oh yeah, sure. Priest.
Right,
like all they do is listen to people's secrets all fucking day long.
Yeah, fucking creeps.
Professional
honestly,
professional secret keepers.
Confessions in a church to me is probably a one secret. Ooh, maybe it's a two. Oh, wouldn't you like to hear it a little bit?
Oh, to hear it?
Yeah,
but it's probably also fucking boring, dude.
Maybe, dude.
What's the deal with that? Is that like a therapist where you're allowed to tell them anything, and then like unless it's you're actively planning murder? Like, what if they're like, so, I killed someone?
I don't know because I ain't Catholic and I don't go to church, but as far as I understand it, you go from the fucking movies I seen, you go in that little box and you say, I'm forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And they say, when's the last time you blah, blah, blah? And you say some fucking Hail Marys. And he's like, what did you do? And you tell, and you're supposed to say in the little secret box, I slept with my neighbor, or I stole all my kids' Legos and I've been playing with them without him, or whatever other sins you got, whatever horrible sins you got. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a two. I do want to hear them. I feel like there's got to be some juicy ones, don't you think?
Yeah, are they even listening?
Who? The church? So, the God?
The man of the cloth. Are they juicy ones, or is it like one juicy one for every 100 I oogled my neighbor?
Right. Well, and that's what I... That's, but oogled my neighbor is still pretty good, don't you think?
No. No, dude, I don't know. I want something good. I want to be like, I robbed a bank. Do you think they get robbed, like, crimes? Oh, dude, what about knowing a crime?
That's yeah, that's a one. Me. Obviously, what is the secret?
Someone's going to come kill you if you know the crime.
Right along with it. The whose secret? A criminal? What a nightmare. Like, even if it's not about a crime, if you just know a criminal's middle name and they don't want people to say it, whoo, no thanks. Have fucking Anton Chigurh chasing me down because I'm telling people about his fucking surprise birthday party or whatever.
You know when someone's watching a TV show that you really like and you know what's going to happen? Like, oh, a spoiler.
A spoiler. Two. I feel like it's a two, yeah.
That's another one that sort of burns within me.
Like, you just want to say it?
And maybe not so much that, but it's hard for me when people, like, question. It's like, is he going to die? Is he going to... What's going to happen here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm always like... I don't know.
Yeah. Or what's worse is not when they ask questions, but they'll make comments. They're like, this idiot, what is he doing? And you know that move that that person just did in the movie was intentionally deceptive or whatever. And you want to just be like, you fucking moron. You have no fucking idea. Yeah,
you fucking think you know. You don't know shit.
You don't know anything, you dipshit.
Mm-hmm.
You think you know better than Mr. Bean? No. Just
dude,
wait and watch.
I hate it when people spoil Mr. Bean for me.
Yeah, he's going to do a cool face, and then he's going to try and break into this place that he's not supposed to go. It'll be a hoot and a holler. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Might as well not watch now.
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched the Bee, Man versus Bee.
Yeah, dude, got spoiled for you.
Bee wins.
It was all over Reddit.
Yeah.
Is that true?
What?
B wins.
I think obviously, like, man versus B, whoever wins we lose is the real answer. Dude.
Their war, our world.
Heard that, baby. I think, okay, here's a secret that I think is annoying, but it would be cool for me. Do you know when people share, I have this great news, and it's almost always career news. I have this great news, can't share yet, excited to tell you all. I kind of hate when people do that. I would love to be the one doing it.
It's fucking annoying, dude. It's so annoying.
Just wait.
We're like...
Okay, they bought your pilot. Tell me when you can tell me, dude.
A secret about something good about yourself? The lamest secret.
Whose secret? Yours, though, is a three, right? You keep your own. That's it. You put the lid on yourself.
I get... Yes, I don't want someone else's secret, man. That's gonna... drive me crazy.
Dude, secret recipe. Huh? That's a three. Come on.
Of course.
That's the best. That's maybe... Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about... I don't think this was last time, but like two episodes ago, we talked about like... what was it? King of the Mountain or something?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's King of the Mountain because it's one that you get to flaunt in everyone's face and you do not... You gain absolutely nothing from telling that secret and lose everything.
Pride, dude. And on your deathbed, you give it out.
I mean, it's
to your relative.
Yeah.
To carry on the legacy.
Ideally. Ooh, okay. I have a fourth topic here. And I don't know that much is going to go in there, but how to reveal. I'm going to put accidental spillage as a one. Dude, like a fucking treasure hunt is a three. Like you're a post-mortem treasure hunt. You want the secret recipe to my deviled eggs? Well, solve these riddles three, travel across the world.
Oh, and how did I do it? Like a heist or something? How did I get away with it?
Yep.
I want to know how he got away with it, dude. How did he fucking get away with it?
Yeah.
Hid inside the bank.
So I think that is like revealing the secret once it has no power. Which is a two, because I think in most instances that's nothing. But sometimes it's like, yeah, I already robbed the bank, baby. I'm scot-free. But now I gotcha.
Yeah, and then it's not as cool to reveal it when it has no power.
Well, it's only in the situation I'm talking about, it is to dunk on a person who now you've accomplished your mission, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's like, think about it this way. you are planning a surprise party for someone, and so you have to like arrange a fake thing for them to go to or whatever, right?
Oh yes. And so now the kind of like say, how did I do it?
Yeah, and oh, and why were we mini golfing in the rain? We weren't. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Ooh, dude, how about the fucking master plan monologue?
Yeah, it's a two. I mean, it's cool, but like, who is it for?
The end of like a murder mystery. They're right. Like, well, as you know, and then they do the whole long speech of how they pulled it off.
I actually kind of hate that.
Ooh, don't mind it.
A little bit.
What about secrets as currency?
Ooh, like spy games type shit?
Sure.
Yeah, that. Ooh.
Like, I'll give you a secret in exchange for something.
That's a three. I like that. That feels powerful.
If you've got a secret banging enough to get someone to do something in the physical world for you, that's a good fucking secret.
Yeah, and the reverse is also true. You are about to get, if you are trading a physical item or currency for a secret, you are about to get such a fucking dank secret. That secret is going to be slamming. So yeah, a trade... Trading it for goods and services is tight. Okay. Family secret, dude. I kind of love it.
Oh, we're all haunted.
Yeah, that's not what I was thinking. Not, I guess that's a secret.
Every last one of us is haunted. Got it. Perfect example. I was also thinking about that.
Yeah. I was more thinking about like where the family treasure is buried or what the launch codes are for our family nukes, or
enough with the launch codes.
Like the, you know, I don't know, the deed to our grand, you know, all that type of shit.
I mean the location of the thing is really good.
Dude, how about this secret lair, bro? Remember we did that as a whole episode.
We did do secret lair. That is obviously a very quite lit secret.
Three. Duh, 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 duh.
Obviously. What about like secret powers, dude?
Yeah, I was gonna say secret identity. Little Peter Parker action.
But like
I don't...
powers. Oh, you know, I'm always talking about powers.
Right. Give me a secret power real quick.
I'm Spider-Man.
No, that's not a power, that's an identity. The secret power would be that I shoot webs. What's Wabu's secret power?
Well, secret identity could also be like, you know, fucking Duke Silver.
Sure. So secret identity.
Secret life is just wild for like regular people, not for superheroes, but like,
oof.
You don't know this. You might think that this guy is just like a fucking busboy at a restaurant, but guess what? He works at the Pentagon.
Okay, wait. I said that was a one. Actually, I am such a sucker for those stories when it's like,
yeah, dude,
he was a regular guy. Turns out he was,
he was just a janitor, but then Robin Williams saw him scribbling little scribble scrabbles all over the chalkboard. And guess what? So, he's smart as fuck.
Not
secretly. Not smart? What do you think about that?
Secretly smart sucks. I want to be publicly smart. I'd like to be fucking really, really smart.
What about like secret talent?
I hate secret talent. That sounds like that old Nickelodeon show where they would try and guess the kid's secret talent. And the talent was always like, I could chug a jar of pickle juice in under 15 seconds. That sucks, dude. Secret talent is lame-o. Again, if it's a real talent, I'll know about it. And if it's not,
the real secret talent is powers.
And I think powers is a pretty good because like,
yeah, a lot of shit coming with that.
And with great power, bruv, comes great secrets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think whose secret? A superhero? Like, if you know their identity, that's obviously a one. Extremely nerve-wracking.
Did you see Madame Web?
No, dude. I haven't seen that. Do you peep it?
In that, you want to want me to drop a little secret on you?
Hit me with a little spoily. Dude, I do think, hold on. Before you even say this, I do think we should advocate for calling spoilers secrets from now on.
Yeah.
Just like,
hey. No secrets. Please, I haven't seen it yet. Please, no secrets.
No secret. Hey, secret alert. I'm going to tell you the plot of this movie.
Okay, let me take you, close your eyes. The year is 1998.
Now that we have cameras, I can't pretend to close my eyes anymore. I have to actually do it. It's extremely disorienting. Go on, sorry.
You have a Super Nintendo controller in your hand. You're playing Donkey Kong Country, and someone says, hey, do you know where the secret on this level is? Dude.
Yeah.
Nintendo Secrets, when it was just you had to walk a little bit to the left or whatever, and there's like a fucking collectible.
Secret level.
That shit was tight.
Yeah, secret level. / Easter eggs. Knowing Easter eggs
is, in movies is kind of a secret.
It's a secret, and I like it. I'm saying it's a three because it's extremely low stakes. It's a secret you can share, right? They want you to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, what about a this kind of goes to secret lair, but like a secret room, you know, like the sliding bookshelf.
Well, Home Depot's selling those now. Yes,
I know. I'm
a secret
interested.
Room is a three. It's a secret lair. It's basically a secret lair. What if you, that's what I want to do, is in my house, I'm going to get a sliding bookshelf door, and then it's just going to be a tiny little room, and I'm going to say, welcome to my secret lair, and it's just going to be like a little desk.
I think, ideally, let's say you're building a house from scratch, I'm in my house, every wall will be bookshelves. Every single wall, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, every single wall.
Damn, that's a lot of books.
And I will have no doors, I will only have secret bookshelf doors.
Do you keep them... So when you walk in, what I'm imagining when you walk in is like kind of like the beginning of the Haunted Mansion when you're in the elevator and there's just a big square room full of no doors. And then like your kitchen, is it open to go to the kitchen and the bedrooms, or those are also through hidden?
No. Bedrooms are also secret doors. Kitchen is also secret doors.
Do you have any chutes?
No shoots, brother. Every room looks like a library.
No shoots.
Every single room, you close the door behind you and you think you've just entered a library.
Okay, so it's a memory puzzle then.
Yeah, some days you can't even find the fucking front door to get out of that place.
Dude, that house sounds good.
Yeah.
Enjoy living in that fucking literal prison.
And there are windows, but I do have like two or three fake windows that look like windows, but they're actually like screens that are projecting outside stuff so that it's like to fool you. And behind the screens, you guessed it, more books. And one of those, that book is a secret door behind the screen, the fake window screen.
Why do you live there?
Because of secrets. You see,
this full house of secrets.
No one will ever know. And then when I go to sell that house, which I'm sure people be lying around the block to buy, that I mean, you could say that it's 8,000 square feet, but you got to find
a house that's more like an escape room is what you're describing.
Yeah. With only one puzzle. <It's>, imagine you went to an escape room.
Dude, every room is find the door.
Every single one is just, where is the door? Oh,
What's the biggest secret, you know? Say it to us right now.
Oh, okay.
Almost had him.
Fallen into this trap.
Do you like carry secrets on a daily basis?
I don't think I carry big secrets, right?
What about student secrets, bro? You probably know what all them little critters are up to, and you can't talk to anyone about it.
Oh, you know what's okay.
You just gotta keep them in that nasty pervert mind of yours.
Okay, secret keeper, dude. A teacher is a one because we're
a
mandated.
Nightmare because Jolanda broke up with Bromanda, and then you gotta know about it.
I actively tell kids will come to me. This has been a big thing this year, actually, weirdly. I don't know what is in the water, but kids will come to me and be like, oh my God, I have to tell you about like my boyfriend, or like, oh, me and so-and-so are doing whatever. And I'm like, unless you are in like emotional distress, please do not share this with me. I can't know about it, please. And part of that is that like, I don't want to be in their business. They're teens. I'm not teens. The other part obviously is a defense against becoming roped in, because at a certain point I do love a juicy goss. And what am I gonna not fucking feast
on
the goss?
For me would be that I would be unable to not verbally abuse all of them.
What, you're gonna leverage?
Have to be like, you're all so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Sit down. Quit being so fucking stupid all the time. But you're not allowed to say that, I assume.
I mean, once I'm tenured, baby, I could do pretty much whatever. I'm saying teachers are a bad secret keeper because we're mandated reporters. So you tell us a big enough secret and legally I have to go tell somebody else, which sucks.
Yeah, like a therapist. That's a very pretty good secret keeper.
What is the secret? I think a two is all the stuff you do when you're a teen that you're not supposed to. You're underage drinking, etc. Like,
stupid.
Yeah, you're never keeping that secret. First of all, everybody knows about it. Second of all, like, it's dumb. But as a kid, you love it, right? You think you're getting away with something, sneaking out.
Like, I got a very pretty good secret for you right now. And it's basically a lot of the same teen secrets. Because, like, sometimes I've been known to sneak an extra candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
I've been known to do a, you know what I mean? Like a little.
What is that? Secret. Like a little. But it's really not a secret from anyone? Like,
from
who's
my,
that?
From, I'm not telling.
But whose secret is that?
It's like a secret, really, because you're not supposed to do it.
Right. You know? It's, yeah, okay. So it's like, I'm going to sneak a little extra.
My secret
such and
is
such.
That I did something bad.
Okay. A little naughty boy. That's a two.
Jammed 24 Krispy Kremes really quick.
I don't know who else is a very quite lit secret keeper.
Some friends are good at that.
Yeah, some, dude. But how can you ever even know? You know who I think is good secret keepers, maybe? Is like grandpas, dude. Who the fuck are grandpas talking to?
Well, themselves.
That's it, though. It's tight lips. Like a grandma, no one else. I don't know.
And they don't care. That's the best secret keeper. It's someone that doesn't fucking care about your stupid secret.
Correct.
Because if Joe Londa and Bro Monda were like, please don't tell, I'd be like, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. I already forgot it.
Yeah.
Shoo away with you. I mean, this is another teen stuff, so I'm not even going to add to the rubric, but like, I have a crush on so-and-so. Like, the secret that you almost create in hopes that it will be shared with the person. You know what I mean?
Eat my shorts. A secret that you want people to spread?
How to reveal, dude. I mean, like, we could just say, like, with gusto, like, with like,
yeah,
pomp.
Like, pageantry, please. Yeah.
Well, but yeah, especially, like,
it's not bad.
Certain ones, right? Like, a proposal is a secret. That'd be very quite lit to me, right? Like,
big
that's
secret.
That's a sick one.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, what about revealing a secret in spite? I kind of... it might be a two, dude. You got somebody's secret and they try and gut you and you say, oh, I have this silver bullet and I didn't want to use it.
Brother, we haven't even talked about blackmail.
Yeah, blackmail is
extortion and blackmail, very quite lit.
You think very quite lit and not
absolutely.
But people will start to know you as a lunatic if you abuse that. You have to be very choosy of when you're doing that.
If you do it right, no one ever finds out. That's the whole point.
This is what Wilder is doing with all his fucking neighbors' information that he's collecting as he watches them.
Put them right in here and then...
He's doing a bunch of hat stuff. I don't know why he thinks that you guys can see him.
That's only for you, baby.
Damn, dude.
I don't know. What about, like, science, dude? That's a secret from me.
But that's not a secret. You're just an idiot.
Well, just, like, advancements. What they're doing over there, you know? All the shit that we don't know about.
But is it a secret?
Like, in some lab in Norway, someone learned how to turn people into frogs. You know what I'm saying? That's a secret. Like, people are out there doing experiments. Secret experiments, dude.
Experiments is a one. Experiments is a one. No chance about it.
Why is it a secret? I don't like it.
Experiments are one. And government secrets, dude. Whose secret is a government? That's always bad, feels like.
Mm-hmm. That's about... UFOs.
Yeah, you got your UFOs, you got your Bigfoot, you got your Loch Ness, they got all that shit.
Oh, cryptids, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Very quite lit secret.
Yeah, for sure. Like, well, yeah, for sure.
You know about my man Boojum. Shout out to my man Boojum.
Yeah, you love Boojum so much.
Dude, my local cryptid Boojum, he's so tight. He hides gems, he puts out a thing of moonshine for explorers to drink so that they drink the whole moonshine because they can't help themselves, classic humans. And then when they wake up, Boojum's moved his gems to a new cave. He's just a simple guy trying to hide his dang gems. Fuck.
Yeah, secret, where are my gems? That's a bonus point for sure. My uh-huh. sweet little gems.
That's the treasure. The treasure is, I think, probably the most very quite lit secret, right?
Oh, dude, how to reveal a treasure map, obviously, is very quite lit.
Invisible ink, dog.
Invisible ink. Dude, a code.
Yeah, codes, ciphers, Da Vinci codes, yes, national dude. Treasures. Like, I want...
Oh, Da Vinci
riddle
code,
solving, dude. Riddles are secrets.
Da Vinci
You're talking
code
to the king
is...
of riddles right now.
Okay, Da Vinci. Riddles are a two to me because the ones you say stink. But Da Vinci code is interesting because that's like a, who keeps that secret, dude? History. Like the fucking Masons,
very
dude.
Very quite lit secret keeper.
Yeah, dude. Whose secret is it, dude?
Father Time.
History. Father Time, dude. How about Mama Gaia, dude?
Oof.
What about like, this goes with cryptid kind of, but like myth, dude, like Atlantis, right? Like the fucking
yeah, dude.
That shit,
the
dude.
Lost city. The Lost Ooh. City. And you know what they say about like trees and walls keeping secrets?
You mean like if these walls could talk?
Yeah, baby.
Damn, dude. That'd suck if they could talk. I would not get a wink of sleep if they were
just
like...
You know what I don't like for secret keeper?
Yeah.
Like a hotel manager or like someone seedy that you interview. Like a police is like, hey, what do you know about this situation? And like the bartender's like, oh, I swear I don't know anything, but he really does.
Oh, like you think that's a no-go, huh?
Mm-mm.
So it's always something sort nasty. Of a standard service worker.
Yeah. I hate the working class.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, dude, but it's fucking normal stuff for Wabu.
Yeah.
A sibling, dude, feels like that's the worst. They can't keep a goddamn secret to save their lives, and they'll use it against you as soon as they can,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, but they don't want to, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I've told this. My one time when I was a kid, my uncle brother, Steven, I was in the shower, and I heard him start the motorcycle, my dad's motorcycle, and he was not supposed to do that, and I know he wasn't supposed to do it because I was there when my parents told him. And I mm-hmm. said, hey, Steven, I was probably like
a fucking tattletale McGrath over here.
Okay, but ready for this? I said, hey, Steven, I heard the motorcycle start. I don't think you were supposed to start the motorcycle. And he said, are you going to tell mom and dad? And I said, well, you weren't supposed to start it. I didn't know what it was to keep a secret. And he said, if you don't tell, I'll take you fishing with me and my friends. And I said, that's great. And I think that fucking dude thought I was going to forget. And I did it. And I waited exactly 1 week. And then 1 week later, and I didn't say a word to him. I could have reminded him, didn't do it. 1 week later, I said, hey, the other day when Steven was babysitting me, he had his friends over and they started the motorcycle. He said he was going to take me fishing with his friends. Fucking sold him down the river, baby.
Ooh, same river he was supposed to be fishing in.
Uh-huh. Better believe that. So siblings to me, they're a one. They suck at it.
Yeah. But they have no interest in your secrets.
Not for the most part, no, I don't think.
They're the worst person to barter with because they're just waiting for the opportunity to screw you over.
Right, exactly. And if they want your secrets, the last thing you want to do is give them their secret, right? Like if they want to know where you keep your special hair gel that drives the ladies wild and you mm-hmm. keep it locked, you under lock and key because you don't want them to have your special
hair
gel.
And I told them, I'm never going to tell them. Ooh, dude. Photo secrets I don't like. Evidence is a secret I don't love it. But it's cool. Then what if you've got the evidence? Ugh, a lot goes along with evidence.
Yeah, I think evidence is a two, because like to have a physical secret, dude, like to have mm-hmm. this, to have the smoking gun, to have the picture, mm-hmm. ooh, that's something, isn't it?
I don't know where this goes, but taking a secret to the grave.
I think that's a bonus point, dude. Take it to the grave.
The secret dies with you.
Yeah.
I think that's very successful secret. Good job. You kept the hell out of that secret.
Yeah, probably like almost more. I can't imagine what the secret could have been that you needed for that. Dude, what about this one sucks? Because I guess we kind of covered it with like sad, but like, dude, when you know, I'm just thinking of like movies, right? Mm-hmm. When the best friend knows that his friend's partner is cheating on him, right?
Ugh.
That's impossible. But there's like a bonus to it where you're like, you could reveal, you could be the one that says,
that's
hey,
exactly
you're in this bad thing.
The fucking secret I don't want, dude.
But it's a horrible one.
Don't want people's drama. I don't want my friend's drama. No fucking way.
Not just drama, responsibility.
That's major drama.
But then it also comes with the responsibility of like, do I tell?
No. Never your place.
Yeah, nightmare. Secret keeper, Annie, shout out to Annie.
Is she keeping secrets?
No, she's not, right? Wasn't that the whole thing? Is she tells them at the...
Oh, they go to their sleep. Yeah, shout out Annie. Tells secrets at her sleepovers.
Yeah, she's going to tell them every chance she gets. She's hoarding
them.
Do
not tell secrets to a group of girls on the verge of a sleepover. That is for sure.
Yeah, they hoard them like Smaug hoards his treasure. And they will mm-hmm. release all of them to each other. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I think a teen girl has got to be so extremely low on the list.
Well, but I think she'll wield them powerfully.
But against you often, would you not think? Like only
for sure. You do not want. That's your most powerful adversary.
Yeah.
A teen girl
yeah,
with your
you
secret.
Don't wanna... Oh, man. You never
no fucking way
want to make enemies with a teen that has your secrets.
Nope. Nope.
And especially a teen boy is too dumb to do anything. He'll just yell him out or something. Oh, yeah? Well, I heard you have six toes. Okay, buddy. No one get back out of here. Ooh, dude, a body secret? Kind of a two.
Terrible. See,
you think it's terrible? What about somebody who's like
an extra toe?
Well, no, that one. See, that's bad. But what if you're one of those people who's like double jointed and you can do that thing where you and your elbow goes the opposite way? That's kind of cool.
Oh, but see, a secret. I don't think just like a talent nobody knows about is a secret.
You literally said secret talent as a suggestion.
You said secret talent. I said superpowers.
No, dude, you said secret talent. And then your example was the LeBron James thing.
Oh, I did say that.
You fucking dickhead.
Double jointed is an ass secret. I hate that one.
Fine. Body secret is a one.
I mean, like, maybe, could you think of a cooler one? Like the tongue triple?
Yeah, like the tongue. Yes, tongue triple. Tongue clover.
Can you do a trip?
I can do a thing where I can't do a trip, dude. I can't even roll it. Do it real quick for everyone.
This is some good.
Can you guys hear our tongues?
My beloved can lick her elbow. Can your beloved do any cool tricks or just me?
Yeah, mine can fly.
Oh, dude, cool.
Bet you didn't know about that, fucker.
I did not. Blew that secret.
Not that it's a competition. I can crack my knuckles infinitely.
Yeah, same.
Tight. So I think this old guy.
I don't know what else to say about secrets, bro. Just like keep them responsibly, spread them a little bit if you want, but don't let it get back to you that you spread. Oh, that's tight. You know, sometimes people have to spread secrets but not let them be the source of the secret. That's good secret strat.
How to reveal, make it seem like someone else spread. Uh-huh. Make it untraceable. Yeah, or like let someone think that they figured something out, even though you led them to that point, right? Where it's like this is the bad example. If you find out that your friend's partner is cheating on them, and you're just like, wow, they're spending a lot of time playing bocce, huh? And they don't ever invite you to play bocce, huh?
That is the worst.
Cool. That's fucking cool.
No way. I'm out on that shit. I'm gonna say thank you to Philly.
Oh, tell him.
I'm going to say thank you to New York City, skyscrapers and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's who's listening.
Big Nasty X, dude. The Big Nasty X.
Ooh, X is back.
Mm-hmm. And Dallas.
Yeah, sure. Luca. Why not?
Dude.
Howdy.
What's up, Luca?
Send us a fucking cowboy hat, why don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Adam Faye for the art. Thank you to Bad Todd for the music. Go listen to Tomes. Thank you to all the little people that have supported us all these years. That's why we've made it this far. And I have someone I'd like to thank, but I can't say anything yet. So soon I'll thank them.
Nice. Nice. Here's the deal, though. Halo of water.
Try again. Try one more time.
The barber of Seville shaves all men living in Seville. No man living in Seville is allowed to shave himself. The barber of Seville lives in Seville. Who shaves the barber of Seville?
You said Seville a lot.
And it's Sevilla.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's how it's pronounced.